It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country at 6:31 on Adam and Haley in the morning. Let's go experience Kane Brown and Tyler Hubbard and Parmalee, that In the Air tour. That's coming up in June at State Farm Arena, and you're going to win today at around 7:40. You just told me your feelings on tacos, and I disagree totally. It is Taco Tuesday. I wanted to bring this up last week, but obviously we had the radiothon, so this is a few days late, but it's perfect for Tuesday. I believe tacos are, in fact, a sandwich.
I want to hear your reasoning on this. How in the world is a taco a sandwich?
Soft tacos are between bread.
That's tortilla.
It's bread.
It's not the same stuff.
It's nothing different.
So is a quesadilla a sandwich?
Yeah, I believe that. A burrito is too. Why this is coming up, and normally local ordinances don't make national news, but they do because a strip mall was trying to keep out a taco place because they only said sandwich shops. Well, the judge ruled that Mexican-style sandwiches are tacos and burritos and let that pass, and now this taco joint can be in there.
Okay, I don't care what the judge said. It's not a sandwich. Now, there are Mexican-style sandwiches. Like, I've seen them before at the Mexican restaurant on the menu. But that's not a taco. Like, those are made with an actual bread. Or tortilla is not the same thing as bread.
It's just different. It's the same stuff. What's different about a tortilla than an actual piece of bread? Other than it's a different shape, obviously.
It's flat. It's fried. A bread is different. I mean, you have the different types of bread that you can use to make the sandwich. And also, there's no sandwich meat.
So there's no sandwich meat. Meat, there's meat in it.
But it's not sandwich meat.
Okay. When you have a barbecue sandwich, is that sandwich meat?
If it's between bread.
And you can put that in a taco. That's ridiculous.
It's called a barbecue sandwich. So yeah, it's a sandwich.
I believe. So anyway, just so you know, this has been passed. It is allowed to be there, this taco place, and a judge ruled it, and so there it is.
I don't care what the judge says. A taco is not a sandwich in any way, shape, or form. Like, it has completely different ingredients inside of it, depending on what kind of taco you
lettuce,
get.
Lettuce, cheese.
Shredded cheese. Not
lettuce,
sandwich cheese.
Tomatoes. It's all the same.
Do you put cheese dip on your sandwich?
You can. You can put anything you want on a sandwich.
You don't put cheese dip on your ham sandwich. I'm sorry.
You can put coleslaw on a sandwich. You can put jalapenos on a sandwich, which you can put in a taco.
People are ridiculous. This is just taking things to a whole new level. Like, why can't we just let tacos be tacos and sandwiches be sandwiches? Why do we have to combine them into one? It's just the way society is going nowadays.
Are you on board with my thinking of tacos and the judge being sandwiches and why? 800-849-1061. Haley is not on board with this at all.
I just think it's ridiculous. I think this is literally another example of society trying to make things crazy. Have your tacos and have your sandwiches and they can coexist just fine.
800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. We are celebrating Taco Tuesday. I think maybe I'm the only one now. A judge has ruled that tacos are sandwiches, so a taco stand can go inside of a strip mall. It's considered a sandwich shop, and I agree. Tacos are sandwiches.
I don't know how you would possibly agree with this. It's actually disrespectful to tacos.
What are you talking about?
It is
disrespectful.
I love tacos, and I'm feeling offended right now because a taco is a taco. A sandwich is a sandwich. You don't ever crave a sandwich and then go get yourself a taco.
All right. Good morning.
Hey, well, that judge is from only one particular area, and he's cuckoo just like you are. So is that your brother?
No, it's not my brother.
You.
There are more people that think like this.
It is not a sandwich. Just because that one rule, he must have been either he's cuckoo. Just because he said it doesn't make it the law.
Yeah.
It's the law. Yes, it is the law now.
It's one person.
One person, one stupid judge, one cuckoo judge.
Yeah, I would like to talk to a judge around North Georgia now.
But here's the thing. What if the waste of a lot of taxpayers' money for somebody to rule that a stupid taco is a sandwich when it's not?
Because they wanted to put a sandwich shop.
It's a waste of taxpayer money. Why are we even debating this?
Yeah, we got more problems. We got all kind of stuff going on. Your problems with kids and hunger and everything. So some stupid taco, which is not a sandwich.
It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the Morning. I really believe that you are missing the boat on this, Haley, that tacos are sandwiches. Everything on a taco can be on a sandwich or is on a sandwich.
I love tacos and I love sandwiches, but they're not the same thing. They're not even sold at the same places.
In some places, they have multiple things. Yes, they do.
Have you ever gone into a sandwich shop and been able to get a taco? No.
There are certain places that do this.
Certain places do.
You can't tell me that nowhere in the country this happens. Good morning.
I want you to give me an example.
Tacos, sandwiches, or no? And listen, I don't care what Haley says. All of the same things are on a taco that are on a sandwich. 100%. Good morning.
I'm going to have to go with Haley. I don't really see how a taco is a sandwich.
It's just two different things, right?
Well, no. It's between the same stuff bread is. You can put cheese, meat, tomatoes, lettuce, your condiments.
I feel like you're running out of steam here.
I'm not. I'm giving you all the reasons.
Well, you got corn tortillas, too. Where does that fall under?
Yeah.
You have cornbread.
But you don't put cornbread on a sandwich.
I'm just saying, all these reasons, the same thing.
Either way, I'm going to have to team with Haley on this.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Tacos are not sandwiches, Adam. Sandwiches are two pieces of bread, some lettuce, a slice of tomato, a slice of deli meat, a slice of cheese. Tacos have beef in them, shredded chicken in them.
Go on sandwiches.
What is tortillas
made out of? The same stuff as bread.
Adam, in what world do you put ground beef on a sandwich?
Hamburger. You can
it's
put
not
shredded
the same,
chicken.
Though.
You can do all of that in a taco.
No,
that's what they are.
Not the same.
You just like you're not going to put shredded cheese on your sandwich. You're going to put sandwich cheese.
It's cheese. It's exactly the same.
It's not the same. The consistency is different.
Not the same.
Oh, now we're talking about consistency.
Tacos are happy brown smileys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
So today is primary day, which means it's election day around the state of Georgia. Make sure you know your polling location if you're headed to vote. I know a lot of schools are out because their school is being used as a polling location. So maybe your kids have digital learning today. But those polls are supposed to open right at 7 o'clock, which is sneaking up here in just a few minutes.
And be patient. Be patient.
That's always how you have to be when you're headed there because you know you're going to be in a line. So just expect that. And tickets officially went on sale yesterday. And to celebrate, a new trailer was dropped for the Deadpool and Wolverine movie. I'm going to play a little snippet of that trailer for you.
Go! This is what I'm talking about. Big slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die?
Shut up. Oh my God.
I know a lot of people are excited for this movie and have been for a very long time. It will hit theaters July 26th, which is exciting.
I will be there that day. I'm super stoked for this. I've been waiting for this a long time.
Is that one that you will let the kids watch?
100%.
Yeah. I feel like that's one that's, even though they can have a little bit of bad language in there, it's still one that's pretty fun for the kids. And Chris Hemsworth is set to receive his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His ceremony is scheduled for Thursday. A big congrats to him. We know how huge of a milestone this is for so many people who get these stars.
Hey, was he the one that dated Miley Cyrus?
I can't remember which one it is.
Maybe it might have been Liam Hemsworth. I can't figure that out. I have to Google this.
I'm bad at keeping up with Miley Cyrus and her dating life. I tend to try to stay out of the celebrity dating drama, but
right.
A big congrats to him. And Travis Kelce is sharing his three favorite Taylor Swift songs. This has been a big question from Taylor's fans and even Travis's fans for a long time, and we now finally have an answer.
Golly, Blank Space, Alchemy, and So High School.
So the Alchemy and So High School are obviously off of Taylor's new album, and both of those songs are about him. It's the two songs on the album that are about him, so no surprise that those two were in the list there. Blank Space, I think everybody loves. It's an original one, so no shock there either. But
did you see at his Kelce Fest over the weekend in Kansas City where he was up on stage with doing whatever, singing? I don't know what you call it. Screaming.
Yeah, a lot of people actually were asking me if I was going to go to the Kelce Fest, I guess, because I'm a Taylor Swift fan. And I didn't even know this was a thing, but I think it's something that he does like every year. It's a huge event for him, and it looked like a lot of people were out there to see him.
I would like to see him up on stage with Taylor Swift at her next Eras tour. Just saying, maybe for one song.
I don't think that's going to happen. No. Nope, not going to happen, but we'll see.
All right, just a pipe dream of mine. 6:54 on Adam and Haley in the morning. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. It's Adam and Haley in the morning. So excited for you to experience Kane Brown with Tyler Hubbard and Parmalee. This is one of those shows you got to go to this summer, and we're going to get you in when they come through to State Farm Arena around 7:40. So I am of the belief on this one that I want the majority of the listeners to chime in on this, because I feel like we could come up with a ton of these, Haley, and then we'd ruin it for the listeners. Like, that's the one I wanted to pick.
Well, we also don't want you to get mad at us, because just because we pick your job does not mean that you are this kind of person.
Exactly.
We're just talking in generalizations this morning, and we want to know jobs where people are most likely to cheat on their partners. Maybe you've had experience with this before. Maybe you're just judging and you don't have any experience.
And it's okay. You can judge. It's fine. This is what we do here. I judge Haley on a daily basis. She judged me, and it's whatever.
And just because you fit into that list or into that category of job does not mean that you are a cheater. That's not what we're saying.
Right.
We're just saying that it seems to happen more often than in other careers.
Our number is 800-849-1061, and got me thinking, Haley, I hope I don't steal yours, but personal trainers, yes.
Oh, definitely. If you're one of those people who like works in fitness.
Anything in fitness.
For some reason, it just seems like you're most likely to cheat. I'm going to make people really mad with my answer here. And I will say, I have teachers in my family. My husband is a teacher, and I don't think he would ever cheat on me. My mom is a teacher. She would never cheat on anybody. But I do think that teaching is one of those professions where there is the opportunity for it a lot.
Yes. And now listen, has your husband or your mom ever told you about someone that has done that somewhere along the line?
They haven't. But I remember when I was in school, and I won't say the names because this was big news when I was in school. There were stories and rumors about people who were hooking up and cheating on their spouses. Mm. And I don't know. I know that it happens, and I know it happens in schools across Georgia. And I'm not saying it's every teacher at all, but there are definitely some.
And with the personal training thing for me, I know people that have experienced it from someone else that went to a personal trainer.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, there it is. So we want yours, okay? 800-849-1061. What you think the job is that most likely the people in that profession would cheat on their significant other in. Call us with that or go to Your Georgia Country on Facebook. Hey, back to Adam and Haley this morning. And this is one of those things that we wanted to be careful with. We don't want to judge anybody, but it's just a generalization on this, Haley.
It's not like it's necessarily true, but if you had to pick a profession where people are most likely to cheat on their partners, or maybe it's something that you've experienced personally, what would you go with?
Wendy over in Homer, what's up?
Good morning. I would say a doctor's office. You have nurses and people under the doctor's concessions who obviously think there's money there. So,
oh, that's true. I didn't even think about the money factor, but that definitely plays into it too.
12-hour shift.
You're away from, wow, that is good stuff.
You're there for a long time in a big building with lots of rooms. Yep.
Yep, and I work in medical field, so...
Oh, boy.
It's not personal. It's just one of those
generalizations.
We're just wondering.
Hey, 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. This is kind of one of those topics where are we tiptoeing around, or I think we're just going full speed on this?
It feels pretty full speed. Yeah. Talking about those jobs that people are most likely to cheat on their partner if they're a part of. Mandy on Facebook says pilots. I think it's just because pilots are traveling all the time. Like, I would put flight attendants in that category, too. It's just the nature of the industry. And Jess says law enforcement / fire department, which we've heard before this morning. Mandy says cops and firemen. Fireman's a popular one that keeps popping
Seems
up.
Seems to be. good morning. Who is this? Where are you from?
Gainesville.
All right, what you got for us on this profession thing?
The poultry plants, the chicken plants, and I don't care if they get fired. Bad.
Really? I've never heard that before. What makes you say that? Have you had any sort of experience with it?
Oh, yeah, my ex-husband.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
He's ex for a reason.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? Good for you. I'm glad that you're not in that situation anymore, but I never knew I had to be weary of the poultry plant workers.
It is days of our lives there. It's hard.
We need to get the cameras rolling for a reality show in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I worked in the poultry plants for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I'm not an angel either. I'm telling you.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning, talking about the professions that people in those professions are most likely to cheat on their significant other. Now, we're not naming any names, and obviously, if you're in that profession, we're not calling you that.
Amanda on Facebook says, it's not the job, it's the partner. And that's very true.
Of course, that's fair.
There are definitely exceptions to this, but I do think statistically there are probably jobs where people are more likely to cheat.
Exactly. Good morning. Who is this and where are you from?
Connie from
Maysville. Hi, Connie. What you got for us on this one?
A farmer hand.
A farmer hand?
I assume that farmers stay so busy that they don't have time to cheat.
Oh, please. I mean, you know, they are busy, but there are things that they have to do that the time don't take as long as it should.
I see, saying doing something and saying it takes 2 hours when it really takes 30 minutes.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Wow, the farmhands.
If you're not a farmer's wife, and you don't go out there and stick with that man while he's doing what he's doing, if he hires a female,
Check it out. Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So a few weeks ago, we learned that Lainey Wilson was opening a bar up in Nashville on Broadway in the old FGL house, but we now know exactly when that bar is going to open. This was the announcement that she posted on Instagram yesterday.
Well, bottle flow. I will see y'all May 31st. Come on inside. Let's get a cookie and a drink.
May 31st is the day, and she was literally walking into her bar. Now, they didn't really let you see much in the video she posted. But
I was so disappointed. They panned down like towards the floor, and I'm like, okay.
Well, I think she wants it to be a surprise for the grand opening. But if you've been planning a trip to Nashville or wanting to plan a trip to Nashville, maybe you do it for the grand opening on the 31st, or at least after the 31st, so that you can experience Lainey Wilson's Bell Bottoms Up Bar, because I have a feeling it's going to be a new favorite on Broadway. And we talked about it yesterday. There's a lot of drama going on between Zac Brown and his ex-wife, Kelly. This all started because Kelly was posting accusatory posts on her Instagram account about Zac. Now, Zac ended up filing and was granted a restraining order against Kelly. And he says that Kelly is going against some sort of agreement that they signed. It was like a confidentiality agreement when they got married. Well, Kelly has now responded to Zach's restraining order. This was what she posted on Instagram.
Hey, everyone, it's Kelly. I wanted to get on here to share with you that I've included my written statement in the caption of this video. This statement is very important to me, and I want to say thank you for reading and thank you for listening.
She said on Instagram in the caption, quote, "No one, not even Zac Brown, with all of his money, power, celebrity, and lawyers, may silence my right to freely express myself through art," which is her referring to the post that she put on Instagram. "Although I have to date declined to do so publicly to speak about the circumstances of our pending divorce, like Zac, I have lawyers too, and I will tell my truth in court where he has unnecessarily dragged me."
I mean, I don't mean to laugh. Like, Zac, I've got lawyers too, but this it's going to be messy.
Well, what's funny about this too is they were only married for like 4 months.
Yeah, what has happened?
So how has there been so much anger in the 4 months of their marriage? That's like no time. And when I see all of this, I just think to myself, you know, for Zach's 5 kids, they're seeing all of these articles, and that has to be hard on the family. And I don't know, maybe we could call up Zach's first wife, Shelly, and ask her what's going on.
Yeah, maybe it might lead to something. Or was this just a toxic relationship that
maybe
needed
it was
to end? All right. Well, follow this at yourgeorgiacountry.com and get you ready for Team Adam and Team Haley.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
What is wrong with you two?
It's time to pick a side.
I am so willing to take on all of North Georgia and get you on my side here for Team Adam and Team Haley. Tacos are a sandwich, and I'm going to tell you why. Tacos are made of the same thing that bread is, so it's bread, it's just flattened.
No, it's not.
Listen, inside of a taco can be anything that you can put on a sandwich. Shredded chicken, shredded beef. That's what you get your barbecue places. You can have tomatoes. You can have your guacamole. You put that on sandwiches. I've had sandwiches with that regular bread. So tacos are a sandwich. It can be all of the condiments, all of the lettuce, the tomatoes. It's all on the sandwich. That's why tacos are a sandwich.
There are times when I have thought that you were crazy. This takes it to a whole nother level. In my mind, a sandwich consists of stuff in between two pieces of bread. I don't know what you're comparing tortilla and bread. Like, tortilla in no world is the same thing as a piece of bread. You've got flour tortillas. You've got corn tortillas. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It has some of the same ingredients. Like, you're going to have cheese in a sandwich and in a taco. But the cheese inside of a taco is shredded. The cheese inside of a sandwich is sliced sandwich cheese.
Doesn't matter.
Beef that you have in a taco is going to be ground up ground beef. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Oh, barbecue, or if you're having like hamburger. A hamburger, it's the same thing. But it's padded up into a little patty. Like, the consistency matters here. It's not the same thing in any world. You can't go to a sandwich shop and order a taco.
Nah, tacos are... Did you not pay attention to what we did at 6:30 this morning where a judge ruled that tacos and burritos are Mexican sandwiches?
I don't care what that judge ruled. That is one person that is equally off their rocker as you are. I'm telling you, in no world is this a thing. They are two completely different food items. There are Mexican sandwiches. You can order a sandwich at a Mexican restaurant because I've seen them on the menu before. But they come with bread on the top and the bottom.
All right, people, come over to my side. I've made my case. It's laid out flat. Just like a taco, roll it up, it's a sandwich. 800-849-1061. Tacos are sandwiches. Team Adam, Team Haley says, I'm what, nuts?
You're absolutely nuts, and I will be surprised if you get one vote this morning.
I will. I'll get a lot of votes. Call us with those or the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. Team Adam and Team Haley here for Taco Tuesday. Tacos are a sandwich. You're on board with Team Adam on this one. Tacos are a sandwich. Team Haley is not on board with this. Says no.
You are off your rocker. And in fact, Kelly on Facebook says, girl, he's not just off his rocker. He flipped the whole thing over and rolled out of it. Team Haley.
That's nice. That's nice. Thanks,
it's
Kelly.
It's true, though. It just doesn't make sense. In what world is a taco in a sandwich the same thing?
Everything is in a taco that's in a sandwich. Tomatoes, lettuce, cheese, your meat. Nothing different.
It doesn't matter the ingredients that go into it. They're still in two separate categories, two separate food groups here.
The stuff that's called bread, they just press it down. Good morning. What you got for us? Who is this?
My name's Cody, and I'm from Scola. But I'm going to go with St. Haley this time because that's why they call it Taco Tuesday. You don't call it Taco Sandwich Tuesday.
I mean, come on. It's in the name.
Well, that would be just too long. Do you call a barbecue sandwich? You know, you're going to get barbecue.
Right, exactly.
So it's still a sandwich, though.
That made no sense.
Barbecue is a sandwich. Yes, it is. You put it in two pieces.
I think this is, it's impossible to follow a crazy person's train of thought, and that's why I'm not understanding.
That's exactly why I'm with you, Haley.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning about tacos being sandwiches. They 100% are on Team Adam. 100%. Do you want to read your blasphemous comments?
Okay, well, you actually proved me wrong because you did get one vote so far on Facebook. Deb says, Team Adam, Sloppy Joe's, steak tacos, chicken tacos, just like a wrap or a sandwich. But then Jacob makes a great point on Facebook. He says, I mean, I guess a salad is a sandwich also, right? It has bread, croutons, lettuce, tomatoes, cheese. You can put ham and chicken on it. And then he says, LOL, Haley's right, Team Haley.
Well, that's nice.
It's true, though. I mean, you can start saying that about every food group. Oh, a salad, I guess it's a sandwich, too. No, they're two separate foods.
All right, hey, where are you listening at, and what you think about it here?
I'm from Oglethorpe, and it's definitely all a sandwich.
It's definitely what?
All a sandwich.
What? So you think tacos are sandwiches?
Anytime you put two pieces of anything together, it's a sandwich in the South.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. No,
I got my vote.
Way. No can do.
Yep,
that, there's not even
team.
Bread involved in a taco.
But taco is bread. It's just flattened bread.
It's completely different.
It actually is. It's the corn. You've got the corn tortillas, as you said. You have the flour. Either way you look at it, it's almost like a corn tortilla is a chip. Actually, but then when you put the tortilla, it is literally bread. It's flat bread.
But a tortilla is a chip, and a chip is not a piece of bread. Something's not making sense here.
She is telling you right now.
But anytime you put anything together with meat, it's a sandwich.
Do you just want to do the rest of the show? Forget all the other phones. We'll just have you on.
Yeah, actually, Adam needs you. You do a better job at defending it than Adam does.
Hey, I'm from the South. That's what we call it.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley, the most blasphemous one. Your side, Haley, Team Haley, doesn't believe that tacos aren't sandwiches. You make no sense.
Because they're not. Jennifer on Facebook says tacos, they're in their own category. And then she has a great idea. She says, Adam, next time you go to Mexican, order a taco sandwich. See what they say. And then she says, in fact, I think you and Haley should go and record it. And then we can all watch.
I don't mind doing that at all.
You know what? We're going to make this happen sometime this week. We're going to go to the Mexican restaurant and we're going to have Adam order a taco sandwich, since he thinks that exists on the menu somewhere.
Yeah, Team Adam.
We'll watch the waiter or the waitress look at him like he's absolutely insane.
Team Adam will win because tacos are sandwiches. They are sandwiches. Good morning.
Team Haley, I'm from the South too, born and raised. Taco is not a sandwich.
It's almost insulting that we would put Southerners in that category. I mean, we've got tomato sandwiches, our ham sandwiches, bologna sandwiches. Tacos is a totally different food group.
Tacos are not sandwiches. Tomato sandwiches, all those are sandwiches, but tacos are tacos. Right. Tacos are shaped. If you get a hard taco, you can't put two of them together and make a taco. It's already shaped.
Exactly.
So when you toast bread, that's hard, and you're making a sandwich out of that.
But you could still stack them on top of each other and make a double sandwich if you wanted to.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, you're wrong, Adam. I'm sorry.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. I just thought of this, Haley, that today is election day, and I can campaign, and I wish I had more time here because a major comeback would happen for Team Adam campaigning that tacos are sandwiches.
I'm telling you that no one is going to be on your side for this one. You've had, like, what, 3 votes so far this morning?
Taco Tuesday is today. A judge passed where a taco place can go into a strip mall of only sandwich shops. Only sandwich shops allowed. He said tacos are Mexican sandwiches. And that is totally right. And Team Adam is all about tacos being sandwiches.
And you know what? That judge is just as crazy and just as office rocker as you are.
He needs to be reelected. That's what I say.
They need to get him out of there.
Andy in works in Athens here. Good morning.
Tacos are not a sandwich.
Andy, why? Why are you doing this to me?
Well, I can't help it, Adam. It's not a sandwich.
Everything you put in a taco, you can put into a sandwich.
It can go in a sandwich, but it's not a sandwich.
Exactly.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I don't know why he can't wrap his head around this.
I can't do it. Goodbye, Andy. All right, what's the score?
Do you want me to even say it?
Well, yeah, this is why we do Team Adam and Team Haley.
You've gotten maybe 3 votes this morning. I'm the winner, and I don't remember the last time you won a Team Adam, Team Haley.
I don't know why you're bringing up the past. We're talking about today.
Because
and the future. We're looking on to the future.
I'm pretty sure I've won 5 Team Adam, Team Haley's in a row at this point.
We're going to look on to the future. It's a new day tomorrow.
We'll see how it goes for you.
For Team Adam.